Hey guys, welcome back to Teen Thoughts. We are now entering episode 4. Today's episode is going to be based on the book Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul. Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul gave me a sense of normalcy that I couldn't quite figure out in my middle school years. The stories were stories that a freshly turned teenager needed to hear. I think I was in the 7th grade when I discovered these books. They definitely helped me out. There was a lot of good advice in them, and I really don't think I could have gone through the 7th grade without this book series. So, in honor of this book, I'm going to tell you guys some of my favorite lines from the book. 1. You will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for the entire period of this time around. Now, I was always the chubby, overweight girl, and I still am. I would work out for hours during the day, and I still could not shed the bottom of my stomach. It's something that I'm learning to love every day while working on my health overall. Now, being 13 is already tough as it is. You're learning who your friends are, you're learning where you want to be in school, what group you want to hang out with. Now, add that and body issues on top of that. You're going through puberty, so you're going to have pimples, you're shedding your baby fat. Some people still have baby fat, some people aren't going through puberty, voices are starting to drop, you have oily hair. I think being at such a young age, it is already hard to love your body, so this statement's extremely true. I think young girls should stop comparing themselves. Unfortunately, we're in a generation full of Instagram models, and this is what kids are looking up to. They all have plastic surgery, so sadly, I think it's harder for 13-year-olds nowadays. All right, moving on to number 2. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called Life. Each day in the school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think they're irrelevant and stupid. Can you say facts? You don't just learn about life from school. Every day is a new lesson that you just can't get from a formal education. I learned some of my hardest lessons in life through friendships and relationships and dealing with everyday issues. You don't learn money in school at all. I didn't even know how to handle a credit card when I opened it when I turned 18. That is something I did not learn in school. I don't even remember what I learned in high school. I can't remember what I learned in early college. It's just like, they don't teach us the stuff we actually need to know to survive in life. Yeah, I can tell you what happened in the year 1850, but I can't tell you how to file my income tax. Alright, moving on to number 3 before I get carried away. Number 3 is, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error. Experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as the experiment that ultimately works. So I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. I am 50-50 on this one. While I do believe mistakes are lessons, not every mistake was meant to be learned. Not everything is meant for growth. Some failures lead to the worst heartbreaks, and I wish I could avoid that. So as I am 50-50 on this, I'm going to skip this one. We're going to go to number 4. Number 4. A lesson is repeated until learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. When you have learned it, you can then go on to the next part of life that does not end. No part of life does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. I do believe this one. You have to own up to your mistakes, and if you continue them, you won't be able to grow. In order for growth to occur, you need to learn from your mistakes. So I definitely learn from my mistakes all the time, and unfortunately, I never take my own advice and I continue them. I am finally starting to grow and take my own advice in that aspect. Well, with that being said, we can now go on to number 5. Number 5. There is no better than here. When your there has become a here, you will simply obtain another there that will, again, look better than here. This is pretty much saying be in the moment or don't be there at all. There's always going to be a place you wish you were, but how will you experience life if you do not live in the moment? In 2020, I was supposed to move to Florida with my old roommate and a couple other girls. I was going to work for Disney again. I was very iffy going back as it is because I quit one time around, but then COVID happened and I got it taken away completely, so it wasn't my choice at that point. So I dwelled on it for a couple of months. I still am because I'm living in my hometown still when I could be having a whole different life with new people and new experiences. But I can't dwell on that anymore because I've been missing out on a lot of fun times, so it's time to move on from that. 6. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects something you love or hate about yourself. If you have ever heard of the saying, you can't love someone else until you love yourself, then this one's for you. I find myself being angry at people for having a lifestyle that I want. Unfortunately, that does reflect on myself, and only I can improve that. So, the only way to improve that is to love yourself and stop comparing yourself to other people. 7. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. I get it. It's hard doing this. I still struggle with making myself a happy life every single day. But it is true. You can either be miserable or change things around in your life to make yourself happy. 8. Your answers lie inside of you. The answers to life questions lie inside of you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. If you can't believe in yourself, who else will, honestly? This is really true because you only have yourself in life. Not everyone's going to stick around. And if you don't listen to yourself, how will you trust yourself? You won't get things done. That being said, we're going to move on to the final one, 9. You will forget all of this. I absolutely did not forget any of this. I still use this today. This is one of the most accurate passages I've ever read. I suggest checking this book out. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Stories to Open the Heart and Rekindle the Spirit. I'm obsessed with this passage, and I suggest anyone of a young age read it. It's already hard being young as it is, but trying to figure it out yourself during your early teens is a whole different type of struggle. Even if you're an adult, I suggest checking it out. You can purchase this book on Amazon. I want to thank you guys for tuning into Teen Thoughts again. You can also catch this on my blog at teenthoughts.com. Now, I also have been working on a children's book. How exciting! I have an illustrator finishing up right now. It will be released on Amazon by the end of February. So definitely keep an eye out for that, and I will see you guys during my next episode.